You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
How many enjoyed last Sunday when we started talking about the vision that God has given us? Amen. I don't know about you, but I feel even more than ever, I'm ready to possess the promise. And if you didn't get your first fruit envelope, you can take that home with you, and you can begin to pray on that. And we did that. We received our envelopes last week, and we're really believing that God is going to do some things in 2019 that we've never seen before. And so I'm excited, though, about this Thanksgiving season. Anybody excited about Thanksgiving? I just want to be thankful because there's so many things to celebrate, so many things to be thankful for. One thing I'm particularly thankful for, I don't know if anybody else is thankful for food. I just love food in this season. The turkey, the stuffing, the sweet potato casserole. I was just having a spiritual experience just thinking about some of the food that happens during this season. And it's a really special time because we get to get together with our families and be able to share some laughs and share some time together, fellowship, and we really can celebrate. But I also think about some of our brothers and sisters that are not able to celebrate because maybe they've lost a loved one. Maybe they're going through a difficult time. Or maybe their family is fractured and, you know, they're not able to sit down at the same table together for one reason or another. So how do we kind of grapple with this highs and lows of life? Sometimes we're celebrating and other times we're grieving. What is our response? What should be our response as believers? And I want to say this to you today. Whatever season that you find yourself in, there's always room to be thankful. I want to challenge you with that thought today. Whatever season, whether you're in a great season, an awesome season, or you're in a difficult season, there's always room to be thankful. And I might not know the chapter of your story that you're in, but if you believe in Jesus, let me tell you what the last chapter says. The last chapter says you win. So wherever you are in your story, wherever you are in your narrative, wherever you are in your book, the end of the book is you win. And that's something to be thankful for. And so since we're in this thankful season, I wanted to speak to you today about the power of a thank you. The power of a thank you. So turn to somebody today like they just did you the biggest favor in the world and say thank you.
Thank you.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It's powerful. Being thankful is powerful. It really just shifts your atmosphere. You can feel kind of in the room, things just changed when we just kind of released a little bit, just a little bit of being thankful. Colossians 3:17, if you'll go there with me, says, "And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father." You know, I wish this could be like a motto for us during this season of Thanksgiving, something that we could stick on the refrigerator, something we could put in our car, remember, put it in our smartphone. Whatever that we do or say, do it as a representative of Jesus, giving thanks. So whatever you're doing, do it as a representative of Jesus. Do it with Jesus in mind, and then also give thanks in that. But you know what? One of the big hurdles that we have in life is sometimes we just don't feel like it. Anybody just, you didn't feel like it, you know, there was something you knew you were supposed to do, you needed to do, maybe you even knew it was in the Bible, you knew it was a good thing, you knew it was the thing that was expected, but still, you just didn't feel like it. Anybody ever been there? Come on, be honest today. Some of us, we have to be in the mood to say thank you. We have to be in the mood. It's like that kid, you know, you're like, say thank you, and they're hiding. Say thank you. Crossing their arms. Say thank you. Mm-mm. I'm not saying it. Maybe you're tired of waiting for that promotion, or you're tired of waiting for Mr. Wonderful or Mrs. Right, and so you don't feel like saying thank you right now in this season. Maybe you're tired of your boss. Maybe you're tired of that nagging coworker, and you just don't feel real thankful right now. You don't feel like saying, Jesus, thank you for what's going on in my life. You're not in the mood. I don't know when we became moody Christians, but it happens. It's not a good thing. It's kind of something that we need to fix, something that we need to take a look at. Sometimes we're moody Christians. Turn to somebody, poke them, and just test them, see if they're a moody Christian. And look at somebody else and say, don't be a moody Christian. Don't do it. Don't be a moody Christian. So sometimes we don't feel like it. Sometimes, though, we don't say thank you because we're in the middle of a struggle. We're in the middle of adversity. And even though we may do it intentionally or we do it unintentionally, we're saying, Jesus, I'm not saying thank you until you get me out of this mess. I'm not saying thank you until I get that raise. And we go on Thanksgiving strike. Anybody ever been on Thanksgiving strike? We're holding back the thanks because we're waiting for God to do something. And so we're saying, you know, I'm not doing this until you move. Anybody ever watched or had, you had a two-year-old, or, you know, you saw this beautiful metamorphosis from two to three. It's a beautiful thing, right? Maybe you watched your niece or nephew, right? Or maybe you had the beautiful opportunity to babysit a two-year-old. And so whenever they don't understand something that's going on, a circumstance that they might not, it's new. They don't know what to do. There's oftentimes a meltdown that happens. Sometimes as Christians, we do that. When we come into something that we don't understand, we're in a struggle that we have some big questions, we begin to act out. But here's the thing that we should be doing. Because sometimes it's the best time to be thankful in the middle of a battle. In the middle of the struggle, that's the best time. That's one of the most powerful times that we can unleash thanksgiving. There's a story in the Bible, actually Joshua chapter 6, that Joshua gets the children of Israel and says, hey, we're going to march around the walls of Jericho. And he said, okay, we're going to do this for about a week. We're going to go out there every day. We're going to march around the wall. And then at one certain time, I'm going to give you an instruction and we're going to shout like we just won, but we haven't won yet. We're still in the middle of the battle. We're still in the middle of the struggle, but I want you to go ahead and shout in advance of winning, right? That you're following me so far, right? And so if we were to take a strategy, a war strategy out of Joshua's book, we would see that sometimes we need to do something in advance. Sometimes we need to shout or celebrate or be thankful in advance of actually winning the battle. And so this is really powerful when instead of crying about something, we can shout about something. Instead of crying, we can be thankful because we know that even though we can't see something, God is doing something on our behalf and he's working behind the scenes. In the book of Acts, Peter and John actually celebrated. They were thankful when they were flogged and thrown in jail. Strange, right? They come out and in their own words, they say that they were happy to have been found worthy to endure hardships for the gospel. So what they did was, wait a second. They found one thing to be thankful for in the midst of bad stuff happening. And they said, I'm going to focus on that one thing that I can be thankful for. In the midst of their bodies hurting, they have open wounds on their back. They spent the night in jail, but they go away saying, thank you, God, for the opportunity to represent you, to be a witness. What if we, in our walk with God, could focus, could hone in when we're going through it, when we're going through difficult circumstances, could we focus on one thing that we could be thankful for? What would our lives be like? What would that shift look like? If we can lock on to thanksgiving, it will change the outcome of your battle. You know, and I thought about maybe we should just go and just stop and make a list of all the good things that God has done. Because it's easy to forget about what God has done in our lives. But there are some things that we know in the back of our mind, there was no way that we could have done it on our own. That regardless, it wasn't a good day, it wasn't a smart idea that we had, there was nothing but Jesus. Jesus was in the middle of whatever happened to make this thing happen for me. And so we need to begin to go back and make a list, a Thanksgiving list. Things to say thank you for. And by the way, God, thank you for my health. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my job. Because when we become thankful, our circumstances begin to shift. Believe it or not, when we are thankful, our circumstances shift. But maybe you're saying to me, Pastor, there's some issues that I have in my body, right? Right now, I've got some health issues. Maybe you need to thank him in advance for your healing. Maybe there's some issues with your family. Maybe you need to thank him in advance for family restoration. Maybe there's some problems at work and you need to go ahead and thank him for the better job that he's about to give you. You know, one of our men here, he was telling me, because we were praying together for this young lady that God would give her this job. And then within 6 days, God gave her the job. And then I was talking this week also to David, and he was talking about a promotion, and we prayed, and within a week, God moved on his behalf, and he got the promotion. Can I tell you, you know, I've been spending a lot of time with David. David helped us put these new lights up. But I never heard him complain, but I have heard him be thankful. Can I tell you that there's something about thanksgiving that attracts blessings into your life? When you pray and when you're thankful, blessings will track you down. Blessings will track you down when you begin to pray and you begin to be thankful. I keep on hearing testimonies coming in. And it always kind of centers around prayer and being thankful. Having a mentality of saying, God, thank you for what you're doing. And maybe today you're believing for family restoration. Maybe we need to learn how to be thankful even when we don't see something with our natural eyes. Because really, that's what faith is. If I could see it with my natural eyes happening, then it's not really faith. Because I've seen it. You've got to pray. You've got to be thankful even before you see it. That's what faith is. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith shows us the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. So faith is seeing and thanking God for something you see by the Spirit with your hope eyes. Right? Look at somebody today and say, look with your hope eyes, not with your natural eyes. See, sometimes we got to shut our natural eyes for a minute and begin to visualize what God wants to do. Begin to activate that hope, because hope is the substance of faith. Faith is seeing things with a godly hope. It's seeing things with a godly, I want to see my life through the perspective of a godly hope. I don't like what I might be seeing in my finances, but I have a godly hope because I know I sowed a seed and I know there's a harvest. I know what the word of God says. So I'm looking at my finances with a godly hope. That is faith. Some of you today, you might be single and you don't want to be single. You need to look at your circumstances with a godly hope, because that's the substance of faith. So we have to begin to look with our hope eyes. Here's another added bonus of Thanksgiving. Being thankful destroys entitlement. Ever want to get rid of that part of yourself? Again, it's kind of ugly. You know, you kind of don't want to talk about it. But when things don't work out the way you want them to work out, you kind of get upset. When things don't really play out the way you want them to play out, you get upset. You know what the key is? Learn how to say thank you. Every day, learn how to say thank you for something. In every circumstance that you find yourself in, learn to say thank you. On every occasion, find something to be thankful for. Some people even get upset at God. Anybody ever seen this? I'm not lifting my hands because I'm upset. I'm not going to sing today because I'm tired. I didn't get enough hours last night. Not going to sing. I'm not going to pray today because God didn't give me what I want. He didn't cross off my Christmas list. See, we have a Christmas list, but we don't have a Thanksgiving list. But when we say thank you, we destroy entitlement. Otherwise, what happens? We're still walking around as children. Some believers are still acting like children, and the world looks at us and says, grow up. The roles are reversed. The believer that is supposed to be more mature is being immature in front of unbelieving friends and family. I believe God wants us to grow up and to learn how to say thank you. Because thankfulness is so powerful, it has a snowball effect that there becomes a momentum. The more that we're thankful, there's something that begins to happen in our lives that brings us closer to God. Thankfulness. You've heard the statement, maybe your mom, maybe your grandma said that cleanliness is next to godliness, right? But I want to tell you today, thankfulness is next to godliness. Because the more that we're thankful, it enhances our relationship with God. That's right. Thankfulness actually brings us closer to God. This is how the psalmist said it in Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. So that tells me, just stop right there. That's enough of a revelation just right there. So every time I'm thankful, I'm taking a step towards God. There's a door that's opening. I'm taking another step. Every time I say thank you, another door is opening. I take another step closer to God. So thankfulness is drawing me closer to God. It's bringing me further into his presence. Now I have a greater relationship with God. I have a greater understanding of who God is because I'm thankful. Because I understand the power of a thank you. Moses, it says in the Word of God, walked with God. And you can too, if you're thankful. Samuel walked with God, and you can too. David walked with God, and you can too. But first, what is your revelation of thanksgiving? What is your commitment to being thankful? Can you be thankful every day? Can you be thankful in adversity? Can you be thankful when you don't feel like it? Can you be thankful when you wake up on the wrong side of the bed? Can you say thank you? Can you say it? Can you say thank you? Will you stand with me today? I want to pray that God would stir in our hearts. Not just that we go through this holiday and we kind of go through the motions, but we really understand the nature of what God might be trying to say to us in this season. For us to learn how to be thankful. For us to learn how to say thank you. And maybe you find yourself going around the Thanksgiving table and just making a Thanksgiving list. God, family, I'm thankful that God did this. I'm thankful for this. Sometimes we're thankful that God brought people into our lives. Friends, relationships that enhance, and that we just have to raise our hand and say, God, thank you. Will you bow your heads with me today? God, I thank you that you would stir in us hearts of thanksgiving. God, that we would be able to look at every circumstance and find, even if it's just one thing, something to be thankful for. God, we just thank you for the opportunity that you brought us to this place today. We know it's not by accident. It's because it's a season of thanksgiving. And your message to us is, say thank you. Not just for your benefit, but for all of our benefits. Because doors begin to open when we say thank you. Promotion begins to open. Closeness with God begins to open. The things of our prayers and the things of our purpose begin to open as we say thank you. And that is the power of a thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.